You're listening to the OneOfUs.net Podcast Network.
Hey, Chris, what are you drinking there?
Oh, you never seen one of these before?
No, what is that?
Oh, man, this is a brewery in Austin, Circle Brewing. They're right near my house, right up on Breaker Road. They got their own brewery with a bunch of stuff. This is actually, you're gonna think I'm lying. This is, I think, the best American Hefeweizen I've ever had, Circle
Get
Brewer.
Out.
It's made in America. Yeah, yeah.
Wow. That's high praise coming from you.
We'll take a sip of this thing. Try that.
All right, let me see.
No. That wasn't the Hefeweizen. That was the IPA.
Yeah, no, that was
Ladybird. Yeah, that's good, too. Man, they make a lot of good beers. And like I said, you can come visit them at their tap room right down the street here from me on Breaker Lane. It's delicious stuff, and they actually became the sponsor for the website, oneofus.net.
Wow, good guys, and they live right down the street from here?
They certainly do, and you can even get their beer in convenience stores now.
Ah, convenience store. I'm going to just walk over to Circle.
You know, back in my day, when I used to review movies, I'd get all kinds of stuff. I'd get westerns, I'd get war movies, I'd get comedies, but never before had I ever had a movie where I had to deal with a man who killed Hitler and then the Bigfoot.
It's a great impression of A Star Is Born.
No, that one I have to throw in like a F word every fourth word. It's like, oh, freaking man who freaking killed Hitler with a freaking Bigfoot.
You gotta mumble a little bit more.
I also love Shaquille Lambert, another guy in our group. He does his head. He's like, I'm Sam Elliott. Yo, freaking brother in my freaking head. Go back to listen to our Eye on the Prize discussions on A Star Is Born, and you'll hear Shaq's amazing rendition of Sam Elliott in that one.
I gotta check that one out.
Oh, that's great. But so we're talking about Sam Elliott, among other things, in this movie, The Man Who Killed Hitler and Then the Bigfoot. That is actually the name of this movie.
It's like the it's best like name ever.
It
so
really
good.
Is.
I love the name so much.
Now, this movie is from this guy named Robert D. Oh boy. Kraskowski. I think it's
probably.
Say.
Yeah.
Yeah. So this actually is his first feature film. And you can kind of tell at points. But
sure.
Yeah, the only other thing he did was a short film a couple years back. So this is him trying to launch himself, and I guess he, you know, Sam Elliott looked at this script and just liked it enough that he wanted a headline. It's like, sure, I get a chance to really be in almost every scene of this movie except for the flashback sequences. Yeah, please.
Oh, yeah. Know?
Like, it seems like Sam Elliott, for some reason, at this age in his career and that stuff, he's, like, really hungry for roles, you know? He finally got his first Oscar nomination. He really just wants to be, you know, remembered for, like, one big, like, you know, hurrah, it feels like.
Feels like he's excited to be working.
He's hitting his prime of like, yeah, I want to be a guy who's not just that character actor. I want to be in stuff more. Yeah.
And so he'll only play people who are pretty much Sam Elliott types.
Well, I mean, you know, play to your strengths.
Yeah. But, you know, I'm going to say this just to kind of start with a little bit of my thoughts. I thought this movie was okay.
It was okay.
I enjoyed it generally, yeah.
I enjoyed it generally. Yeah. It was all right.
Yeah. London, what do you think?
I'm going to quote myself. From a review that I wrote about it, because I'm that pretentious, I'm that up my own ass. So I feel like this is like a figure skater that made a great opening, but then floundered towards the end and just kept trying, and then but the points are already up.
Yeah, I give you that.
I see that. I found it to have some consistency problems, and could. Tried to be so many things. Identity crisis. I'm going to say it had an identity crisis. It was trying to do a lot of stuff. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I thought it was terrific, like, until the Bigfoot part. And the Bigfoot part's okay. It's just everything up to that was, like, it's such an interesting, you know, backstory for the character and the way it's affecting him. And everything else about that, like, they just kept the, you know, the man who killed Hitler part. It's like, okay, yeah, that's already really interesting.
Yeah.
That would have been a better story than adding in the Bigfoot stuff, really.
Yeah.
Yeah. The Bigfoot stuff works okay.
The Bigfoot stuff.
So, I mean, for people who don't know, I mean, well, I would explain the plot, but the plot's in the title. It literally is the story about the man who killed Hitler and then kills Bigfoot. But
The Bigfoot part is it just feels tacked on. And see, in the beginning, like the story you have to take, it's very. I don't want to say goofy, but it takes a certain amount of suspension of disbelief to be like, okay, you know, I can get this, I can follow it, I can see it. When it gets to the Bigfoot part, I feel like it breaks.
Just a little bit. Just like a wee it had a certain bit. Sense of like, yeah, it had a heightened tone in the beginning. Because, yeah, the beginning of the movie essentially is you watching Sam Elliott reflecting upon his past when he fought in World War II and the whole plan of how they got him to track down and kill Hitler, mm-hmm. which is unfolded over a rather longer period of time than I thought mm-hmm. in this movie.
Yeah, and mm-hmm. it makes for actually a really interesting, like, you know, semi-war story. And I even think up to the part, you know, when we see Ron Livingston show up, where like they're like trying to recruit him. I'm like, even that was really good, but after he gets out to actually hunt the Bigfoot, and it's like supposed to be some big, you know, operation. They have them in like a tent, and they're, you know, hazmat suits, and then
yeah, apparently they stumbled upon the set of Arrival.
And then you see the Bigfoot costume. It's like, oh, you don't have a budget, right?
Ooh, yeah, that Bigfoot costume, like. I don't know what happened, where it's like, you know, everything else was, like, semi-plausible with, like, a decent budget. It's like, okay, it's not expensive, it's shot well, but it's not, like, you know, like, mm-hmm. super glossy. And then you see the Bigfoot costume, you're just like, yeah, that looks really fake. Yeah. I mean, Bigfoot is fake, but even fake for that, but...
And two, like, it's weird because everything that this movie does, and I think it does pretty well, is kind of set things up in, well, the beginning, at least. You know, when, like, it opens up with his mission. And it is shot very well. I love the color palette.
Very expressive.
I love looking at it. Yeah. It's beautiful.
And you know, this whole mission, you really feel like, oh, you feel the epicness of it, the scope. You feel like, wow, this is great. Then when you get to the Bigfoot, it's kind of like, there's a Bigfoot.
Oh, by the way.
Yeah, and then also one thing I found really weird is that you said it moves like it opens right with him with hunting Hitler. It's more like one, it opens up with Tom Petty's Lonely is the Night, which is a great song, but it set a weird tone at the start of the movie, mm-hmm. I felt. Mm. And then it's, you know, basically moving into, you know, sometimes you eat the bar and sometimes the bar eats you, almost exactly. And then staggering home.
The biggest problem with this movie is that it feels like it's edited so haphazardly at points where it's like, mm-hmm. okay, if you had actually done a more straightforward narrative where you, like, have the flashback be its own self-contained moment and then the stuff with Sam Elliott in the present day be more self-contained, that would have been more interesting. But it jumps so often back and forth between different tones and different time periods that I started to get a little whiplash where I'm just like, okay, this scene just got interesting, and then, oh, we're back to Sam Elliott sitting around feeding his dog.
I didn't have as much of an issue with that because I think it kind of shows a good dichotomy of the character and how what he did in the past so impacted him.
Well, I think that the editing also was, you can make or break a story with the editor, and I think they missed the mark here. I think there could have been some of the story dragged, the pacing was off for me, but I did like the nonlinear, I do like nonlinear storytelling in general. I like that it helped you, you know, see what was going to happen or discover about the character in his past, but at the same time, I don't really think it served the story very well because then the end, like the pacing was completely off for the story and it jumped around mm-hmm. so much. It was trying to be like five different types of movie and it didn't really work.
Well, because sometimes it'll be like super dour and super like, you know, oh, Sam Elliott's life is awful kind of thing. And then it'll have, like you're saying, Ben, with all the crazy song choices where it feels like, it almost feels like a grindhouse movie at points where it's mm-hmm. trying to be like, you know, like having fun and being campy. And it just can't stay on one consistent tone, especially with all these disparate elements, you know? Because yeah, you said Tom Petty starts off, and then what was the other songs that you were saying?
The other one during the car fight scene, which I thought worked a little bit better. And I also thought that fight scene was actually well shot and well edited, the one where he's getting mugged. Mm-hmm. Like, that one I thought was actually pretty well done, and I was maybe later on it'll actually be really good. And I'll even say, as much as the Bigfoot part is where I think this movie really actually loses its way, even for a first-time director, is like even when he's just tracking Bigfoot, like after the scene gets going, like when he's actually just Sam Elliott out in nature tracking and hunting, I was like, these are actually good scenes generally speaking. It's just it doesn't all hold together once you get into that hunt section of the movie.
It feels like it either should have been a Bigfoot movie or a Hitler movie. It really didn't work as both, but yeah, sorry. Yeah. London, you were saying?
No, the thing is, like, going back to I absolutely agree. I think that the once it gets to the Bigfoot part, and like I remember when I watched it, I was like, it felt like, God, like 20 minutes had been cut, like from the Bigfoot section. It just seemed like we really do just get thrown right in there, and it's just
yeah.
It doesn't make sense.
Yeah, because literally, there's a point where you see. What? Yeah, because there's a bit where he goes through the arrival, like, tent thing, and then before you know it, he's out in the wild hunting Bigfoot. You're just
it literally cuts to a black, and you hear the cocking of the gun, the ch-ch-ch, and then a fire, and then it cuts back to the scene of him actually shooting at Bigfoot, which is a cool transition, but it kind of just is, again, narratively disconnecting.
Yeah. You know, this is funny. I don't know. It made me think of, like, someone, like, you know, the Hitler, it's like, that's a different movie, and, like, that's, like, the first one, and then the Bigfoot is, like, a sequel to it, and it's, but they had, like, a little bit less money, a little bit less time to do it.
Yeah. Oh, we have one game. Let's go.
It almost felt like it, because, I mean, they had to go to this remote location to shoot the Bigfoot sequences, it looks like, and it, I don't know, it was just so off-putting the way they did it. Just like, because also, by the time they get to the Bigfoot stuff, it's already been about 50-something minutes into the movie.
And it's only a 97-minute movie, isn't it?
Well, yeah, I think, it's about 97 minutes with, like, 6 minutes of credits. So you're already two-thirds of the way through the movie before the actual Bigfoot mission gets put on Samuel's lap. The rest of it is just him going his day-to-day business and then thinking about when he killed Hitler.
See, yeah. The problem, I think, was I could tell the director, he had a lot of, like, really interesting ideas. You know, I kind of see the theme he was trying to push for. It's just that it didn't come, it just wasn't implemented properly. Like, you know, this whole idea is, like, this is man, he's done so many great and profound things in his life, but it is detrimental to such love that he has been completely disconnected from everyone. And he, you know, the whole thing is, like, the beginning, he kind of, like, the whole, like, him Hitler scene is so romanticized. Like, he does his thing, and then he comes reflects on the fact that it didn't really mean anything. It didn't, I'm sorry, I shouldn't spoil it.
No, I agree. No, I was going to say, because that's the scene with Ron Livingston I was talking about earlier, and it's just, like, that scene is so crucial to this movie, I think, and it works so well. The problem is, it comes so late, and then the Bigfoot part so rushed. I almost feel like they could have done that a little bit earlier in the movie, and then basically it's him looking back on the Hitler stuff to try to justify to himself helping with the Bigfoot thing.
Yeah, see, that's what I thought this movie would have been. That would have been a much better route, I think, for this film.
Or, again, as we said earlier, or even just leaving out the Bigfoot part, because the Hitler story alone is just so good, and just maybe have that as a tag at the end where they ask him to kill Bigfoot, and then, you know, they can spend the next movie with him deliberating.
I think the Hitler story really was the meat of the thing, and that was a far more interesting idea. You know, I like that part.
Yeah.
It was really engaging.
Well, because the best scene, I think, for Sam Elliott in terms of acting is the scene where he recounts to Ron Livingston and the other guy about what he did and how it's like, yeah, I killed the guy, but I killed a man. His ideology still lives, and we created the monster in it kind of thing. And I thought that scene was amazing. It's like, yeah, this is the scene that you want to see an actor like Sam Elliott do.
It was a great scene. I also love his scenes with Larry Miller as his younger brother.
I love Larry Miller. Like, he's a guy who doesn't get any credit.
And it's so good to see him get a role where it's just like, yeah, you're not playing your usual character. You're playing a much more human person that you are. Yeah,
they had such great chemistry because they really felt like, you know, like family, where you do love your family and you kind of try to, but over time you just kind of grow apart. And I thought they really captured that well.
No, I thought he was great. I'm just like, wow, why doesn't he do more of these roles? You know,
I also really liked. I think it's Aidan Turner as the young Calvin
in the flashbacks.
I love him trying to do a Sam Elliott impersonation throughout.
He kind of looks like he kind of almost looks like Henry Cavill trying to do Sam Elliott.
Yeah, it was so crazy. I was like, he did some work watching Sam Elliott. He did actor work.
And again, as we said, some of those flashbacks are some really fantastic scenes, like the one with the Russian guy. And,
the most dramatic shaving sequence I have ever seen. Yeah.
It's such a weird scene, and part of that is probably, you know, young director or early, you know, first time directing a feature, but I also felt some of that weirdness also kind of played up into the motifs of the movie. So I was like, okay, I can give this a lot of a pass for some of the weird music scores I felt they put on there where they lingered too long on some things, but it also just added a weird tone that kind of, I think, it was going for, too.
Yeah, and then I didn't even recognize him. I guess one of the characters who played the clerk was L.R. Coltrane from Boyhood. I'm just like, oh, just blink and you miss him, I guess.
Yeah.
And then, there's the other guy, too, who I love this dude. The guy Rizwan Manji as the other agent with Ron Livingston.
Yeah, the Canadian representative guy.
The most French-Canadian I've seen in a while.
Which I liked him in The Dictator, as mediocre at best that movie is. He was good.
Oh, right, that is the same guy. Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
That's no, where I know him from, mostly.
It was kind of fun just to see him. Like, he feels a little cartoony, even for this movie that borders on cartoony at points. But he at least he was only in so much of the film that was kind of like, okay, I can take it.
Well, it wasn't as bad as the French Canadian accents in Tusk, so I'll give him that.
or yoga hoosiers.
Oh God. Bad memories.
Yeah, so I mean, I don't know if I have a lot else to say about this movie. I think it's just the thing that I feel like this movie was sold really on the title and yep. Sam Elliott. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like, yeah, dude, Sam Elliott is the dude who killed Hitler and Bigfoot. That sounds awesome. I can't wait to see it. Yep. And then you watch it and you're like, I'm not sure. I think the problem was this director had such a great idea that he didn't really think farther ahead than just what the idea was. And
yeah, again, didn't like really you said, deliver.
No, but that's the thing. It's like, it's got some great, it's got great cinematography. It's got really good set work and that kind of stuff. It's got some really strong sequences, and Sam Elliott is great in this movie. Like, he's really, he really gives it his all kind of thing.
Definitely.
It's just, no, yeah, Sam it's just, Elliott, it's so yeah. tonally haphazardly mismatched. And it's just like, yeah, it just, cause I always felt like, I felt like there was that point where I started to get really, really bored, especially, the parts that I felt were the weakest elements of the film was the flashbacks with his girlfriend that he had, where I'm just like, this is just so unnecessary. Because yeah. it really doesn't factor
and there was something that happens that's completely out of character, and they completely lost me, and I don't feel like I can talk about it without spoilers.
Yeah, but... no, I think I know what you're talking about.
That's yeah, it, and yeah. I was just like, nope, you lost me with that. That does not make any sense with this character, and nope.
I didn't mind those as much as you guys did. I felt like it's kind of showing how, you know, who he was before he went off to war, and then how part of that personality effect, you know, is why the war affected him in this way, but then also, you know, how he changed after the war and couldn't address anything.
I think that just has more to do with the editing again, because it feels like some scenes are too long while others are just too short.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And yeah, it's just, that. Yeah. And that's, as Laura, as you said before, that's the deal with the pacing, and I'm not going to spoil anything, but It kind of got to Lord of the Rings level ending.
Well, especially I found the score really distracting in this movie at points where I'm just like, it's like, especially that scene with the shaving. That scene is really cool. Yeah, because the scene with shaving is really cool, but that score is so gosh dang menacing throughout the entire thing. I'm like, okay, tone it down to like 7. Please.
Yeah, it's definitely just as I think I mentioned that a little bit earlier. It's just enough over the top that you're like. Feels like a misstep, and I feel like it's he found a composer he really liked and said, yeah, I want to work with you, and then didn't know how to say, change this for the movie. He just took whatever he got.
Yeah, and then, because the thing, again, it's kind of the same, the inconsistency. While the camera works really good, it'll sometimes do these weird tricks, like, that'll kind of, like, bounce back and forth between, where, like, it'll have very steady, very stable, slow-moving camera shots, and they'll do these, like, whip pans and these other kind of techniques out of nowhere at points, where I'm like, they woke up, like, right, we're a goofier really... scene in the scene. I don't know.
Yeah, the transitions were so, like, all over the place. Sometimes they were like, oh, that was a nice transition. Other times I was like, wait, what? Just like, why am I here now? Okay, sure.
Yeah. So I don't know. I'm just kind of bummed. I'm like, this movie's not bad. It's not even really like, you know, it's fine. It's just this could have been so much better.
Sure.
Yeah. I don't know. Anyone? Age. Yeah, I think so. So anyone want to start off with their final thoughts before we get this wrapped up?
Sure.
All right. Go ahead, Ben.
I think I might have liked this movie just a bit more than at least some of you guys here, because I forgive a lot of the stuff here, because it is supposed to be kind of a B-movie sort of concept, and I think they execute that part well. And for a first feature film, I mean, there's definitely a lot of those missteps you see here. I think he reached pretty far for his first feature, but I see a lot of promise, and I would definitely watch something else this guy did, because generally I enjoy this movie. It's one that, you know, when it comes out on Blu-ray, I'd buy it on sale. I wouldn't buy it necessarily at the $25 an average Blu-ray goes these days, but it'd be cool. I really do love all the performances. I think Sam Elliott and, you know, as we mentioned earlier, as well as Larry Miller do a fantastic job. Some of their best performances, you know, if Sam Elliott wasn't in an Oscar-winning movie this year or Oscar-nominated movie this year, I think this would probably be one of his best performances recently. And I even really was happy to see Ron Livingston show up, even if it was like the smallest part they could have put him in.
I know, he's only in like maybe like 10 minutes of this whole movie.
Yeah, he's good. He's so good.
He really is. So, I mean, Yeah, there's a lot of missteps here. There's a lot of things that I wish they could have spent more time on and taken some time away from. I even wish they could have spent more time on the Bigfoot thing, because it could have been a more interesting story, because I think the general, you know, tracking and hunting of Bigfoot was actually some good scenes, and Sam Elliott was great in those too. So overall, I got to give it 7.5 out of 10 muggers who picked the wrong guy.
Those muggers were just so cliche too. It's like, these are the type of people you expect in these kind of fight sequences, but it was still fun.
It was funny because the way he lived was like, they have these type of muggers in this town.
Well, okay, yeah, so exactly.
I want to ask you that exactly. So are they implying that this movie is taking place in modern day, or did I miss the
It's okay. 70s, yeah.
Because I was going to say, I'm like, there's no way this dude would have been still this age at, like, a present-day stuff. So, okay, 70s, that makes more sense. So, mm-hmm. All right. Who else?
I'll go next.
All right, London, there we go.
Okay, so, like I said, I did see this a while ago, so apologize for it, like, some of my memory's a little fuzzy, but I do remember how beautiful the movie looked, and that's something that seems from the rest of you guys to mirror that, too. But as Ben said, the performances are great. I liked everyone, I especially loved the chemistry between Larry Miller and Sam Elliott. I just thought like they really captured, like, you know, I feel like they really captured, like, not a strange brothers, but, you know, just that kind of strained relationship.
Yeah. So, yeah.
And like I said, I enjoyed it. I loved the opening. I loved it. In the beginning, and it just as it went along, I just kind of more and more I fell a little bit out of love with it, until by the end I think it crashed at the end, but yeah. I can still enjoy the former half of it so much that it kind of made up for it. So I'm going to give this 6 distracting Sam Elliott mustaches out of 10.
Oh, see, I'm happy he has the mustache, because it would have been worse if he had shaved that for this movie.
Oh, my God.
Remember when he did that on Justified and everyone's like, ew. Laura, what do you think?
So I think that I really enjoyed parts of this movie. I don't think it delivered on the promise of its awesome name. But that being said, there were a lot of really interesting ideas, and I would definitely watch something that this writer-director put out again, because it really is just a great idea, and some of the stuff that he did was so interesting and fun and entertaining. I loved the costumes. I loved how it looked. The lighting and the color scheme and the cinematography was great. Some of the action scenes were really great. But I think that needs to work on the structure of the story. Without a good structure, I hate sounding like, oh, you need to have a structure and these things need to happen then. No, not necessarily, but you got to have certain things in your story to make it go and mesh together well in order to do something, you know, like nonlinear storytelling. That way it works better, and definitely the editing, I think, lacked, men, and the story suffered because of that. But overall, I think it was entertaining. I wish they would have had a script supervisor if they didn't have one, because there were some really distracting inconsistencies between the scenes that totally bothered me too, especially near the end, and I was like, what the fuck? So other than that, pretty engaging, but not quite where I think it could have been. So, in my somewhat arbitrary review, I'm going to give this, you know, I can't even, I just hate rating movies, but this is like a middle of the road, you know, just getting stuck on the middle of climbing of the face of the mountain.
And everyone knows that's the worst part of the climb itself.
Just stuck in the middle.
Yeah.
That's my arbitrary rating.
I feel like I'm kind of in the same area we all are. I'm just like, this was just fine. It just moved in such fits and starts where it would, like, lose me and they would win me. It would lose me and they would win me. And yeah. I just, especially by the end, there's a point where they resolve all the conflict and they still have, like, a like a 7-minute epilogue sequence that went on way
that's
too long.
That's what I mean. I went and got Lord of the Rings at that point.
I don't know. I kind of appreciated that extra end, but I don't want to go into it for spoilers for whatever it
right.
is.
Right.
Yeah. Like, I mean, it's a good idea for an ending, but they had like 5 different endings that they could have stopped the movie at, it felt like. Mm-hmm. Where I'm just like, okay, I think we already resolved everything. I mean, it was just nice to get an excuse to bring Larry Miller back, too, because I'm like, oh, I just want more of this guy. But yeah, it just... This movie just felt like it couldn't decide on what kind of tone it wanted to carry. Because sometimes it'll be super, super goofy, and then sometimes it'll be deadpan serious while still trying to keep a goofy vibe. And I'm just... it really did a disservice to this film. So I do want to see what this guy does next, but I think he needs somebody else to write the script for him, or he just needs a simpler story. Like, okay, you got all these ideas on one big sneeze of a movie, you know? Maybe pick one thread next time.
Or maybe I think have probably... a producer who's like, well, what do you think about this? Or have you thought really hard about how you want to tie that all together? Maybe someone to help
tame him. No, because there's even some impulses. Details... Yeah, because there's even some details that don't pay off in this film. Like, the reason they recruit him to go and find Hitler is because apparently he's a master of languages. Did he ever actually speak any languages other than a little bit of German at some point?
No.
No.
Yeah, so that was a completely useless detail. It's like, why? Yeah. I get that's your reason but why cool. you did this. Well, it's cool, but it made it seem like where they hyped him up as being like this legendary war hero, the guy who could not be stopped. And we see him kill one dude while wearing one costume and speaking a little bit of one language.
Yeah.
And we don't really see much else other than that. So, I don't know. It felt like it just missed an opportunity. It was okay. So, I'm going to give it 6 out of 10 canteen silencers.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
It's not bad.
Yeah. Six is fine, you know?
Yeah. It's about where it
belongs. Same rating as mine.
Yeah. So, no, this is a movie I feel like you should really just wait for it to go on discount, you know?
Yeah. It's going to go up on, like, Netflix or Amazon at some point, I'm sure. And honestly, when it does that, I highly recommend you watch it there.
Yes.
Yep.
No, that's a good point. Like, this is a total Netflix or Prime movie.
Yeah, you know, absolutely.
And you can, you know, you can do that thing where at a certain point you can be like, this is stupid, I'm going to take a break and come back to it.
Well, let me tell you about my girlfriend. Ah, fast forward.
Yep. Enjoy the beautiful lighting.
Oh, yeah.